Got to Cloud podcast from Amdis Technologies. This is Sindhu Priya, Senior Manager, Marketing and Alliances from Amdis Technologies, as your host today. So the guest for today, we have Gautam, Director of Engineering, Ascendion. Gautam is an industry expert with more than 20 years of experience, most of his stint spent on cloud and related services. So he is now spearheading the cloud FinOps practices for Ascendion and its clients to achieve the maximum savings. So happy to have you with us today. Welcome, Gautam.
Thank you, Sindhu. Thanks a lot. And I really appreciate this opportunity. And I'm expecting to get a good discussion today.
Hoping the same. So listeners, if you are into cloud FinOps, you should have probably heard by now about this term called FOCUS, FinOps Open Cost and Usage Specification, released by FinOps Foundation. We are going to dig deep on the same with Gautam today, the role of FinOps FOCUS in cloud FinOps evolution. That's the topic for today. So that said, Gautam, let's start with the basic question on the topic. What is FOCUS and why was it created by FinOps Foundation in the first place? Can you enlighten our audience?
Sure. So FOCUS in the FinOps space, it stands for a FinOps Open Cost and Usage Specification. So this is an open source technical specification designed to create a standardized format for cloud billing data, allowing for easier analysis and cost optimization across multiple cloud providers. So what it does, it defines a common format for billing data that helps enterprises to better understand the cost and usage patterns. And because each cloud provider comes with their own unique terminologies and matrices, and as well as within the cloud, within one cloud provider, different services also are built separately. So by unifying all of this into a single format, what FOCUS does is that it reduces the effort required for data ingestion and normalization. So if I can give you an example, for example, let's say Microsoft Azure. Azure has its services built differently. Their cost and usage data tend to differ as well. And that makes it challenging, right, to allocate, analyze, and optimize. Now this is just for one cloud we are talking about. Now this goes beyond just Microsoft.
Yeah.
And then it goes into other SaaS products as well. So that is where FOCUS is also going, that it is just not one cloud service, but it is going into like SaaS products, the licensed software, on-premises infrastructure. So this kind of is trying to address all these different problem areas.
All right. So it is normalizing the billing format for all the cloud, from all the cloud service providers, so that everyone in the industry can follow the same format. It's unifying it. All right. So what are the benefits of FOCUS adoption to the stakeholders? Gautam, so especially the consumers, the vendors, the cloud service providers.
Correct. So so what has been happening, right, that there have been multiple versions that came out from the FinOps Foundation for FOCUS. The 1.0 version was officially released in June 2024, and that kind of addressed the cloud providers like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud, and Oracle also announced support for that. And then 1.1 was released very recently, just the last month in November. And now it is getting into the wider array of like SaaS data sets and, you know, providing different tools like data converters and validators. So the, as you talked about the stakeholders, the reason I was pointing out this shift was that this, I mean, this specification is driven by the stakeholders because the different kinds, like the consumers, as you said, the CSPs, the vendors, so they are all part of creating the specification. So it is very much being created ground up. Now, in terms of the specific benefits for the different stakeholders, so let's take the consumers first, right? So what it helps is that for consumers, primarily we're talking about the practitioners here, right? So here it kind of enables the integration of the different data sets that are coming in with their existing FinOps tools and systems, which the organizations might have already built or might have procured from third-party vendors. So that is the first benefit. Second is that it helps them to improve the data quality. So this has been a very big challenge, where they have got the data from different sources, but what about the quality of the data? So now it comes in a standard format. And of course, the standardization that we have talked about, right? So now let's look at the other stakeholder, the vendors, right? So basically these vendors are the stakeholders who generate cost and usage data for customers using their products, right? So what benefit they get out of it is the improved market compatibility. So it's same standards across the different, you know, cloud providers, as well as maybe in the future, more and more SaaS providers will start conforming to it. So it makes it much easier for the vendors to do more value-added areas rather than worrying about the data quality and how do I transform the data, you know, all of that, right? And that results in, for them, in customer satisfaction, right? So basically now the organizations that are adopting these products, now they are getting more value out of it. And of course, it reduces, from the vendor's perspective, the development overhead. So they don't have to focus on the data standards and data quality. They can do more in terms of how they can bring the value out of that. Now let's look at the third stakeholder, which are the CSPs, right? So for CSPs, now what they get the benefit is about the interoperability, right? So they can now standardize their billing data for better alignment with consumer needs and FinOps tools, correct? It gives them the competitive advantage because now if they're supporting focus, then they're being seen as more user-friendly and aligned with industry's best practices. And it also reduces the support burden from their perspective. So now their architects and engineers and support people will not be asked questions about how do I understand that data versus, you know, something else that the consumers or the vendors might be actually interpreting it to be, right? Now, having talked about these three stakeholders, let me also touch upon a couple of points on the benefits that are cross stakeholders, right? So everyone is getting benefited, right? So first thing is the enhanced collaboration, correct? So so earlier it used to be like, you don't really know, like in the vendor product space, how the data are being stored, what are the, you know, the columns that they are bringing out in the views or dashboards, correct? So now it's the collaboration is unique and the consumers and vendors and CSPs are all talking the same language. And a couple of other things are, of course, it's an entirely open source community and the time to value is much faster as well for overall benefits. So now that we are talking about the stakeholders, for them to get the full benefit of focus, however, I would strongly recommend that they understand the basic components of focus, like you know, data sets, matrices, metadata, all of that.
All right, Gautam. So increased data quality for the cloud practitioners and enhanced market compatibility for the vendors. And CSPs, it's more of interoperability benefit. So all of them are getting benefited so that they all could focus on what is necessary. And it saves a lot of time for them when this normalization happens. Wonderful. So Gautam, the components, as you pointed out, what are the main components of the focus specification, such as the matrices, the data sets? What do you think we should focus on?
Sure. That's a great question, Sindhu. So what I would start with is that there are three major areas that I'd like to focus on first. One is the data sets. Other one would be the matrices. Third will be the metadata. Okay. So now when you're talking about data sets, what happens is that the focus organizes data into structured data sets to standardize the representation of cost and usage information. Now there are certain key data sets here, and I would like to mention four of those. One is the billing data. Okay, so what it all talks about are the details about the charges, the credits, the discounts, the tax related information, which is very important. The second part would be the usage data. So this provides the granular details of resource usage to support like cost allocation or optimization. And there are different fields involved there. So for example, the usage type, the start time, the end time, the region, the quantity, all of that. So how much I'm using the resources. The third piece will be the pricing data. So this is the information about the rates and pricing for resources. And one major area in the FinOps space is the discounts, because each organization works out certain discounts with their cloud providers. That's very big for them. And in some cases, it's been a challenge to figure out that what is the discounted pricing, right? Because that is specific for that enterprise. And then comes the tiering and the reserved instance rates as well. So all of these are handled in that pricing data section. And some of the important fields out there are the list price, the unit cost, the discounts, the reserved pricing details. And the fourth one would be the resource. So here we are talking about what are the attributes of cloud resources to facilitate cost allocation and tagging strategies. So for example, resource name or tags or labels, as we call it in GCP, or account or project ID and region or zone. So remember that all of these things are kind of sometimes called differently from one cloud provider to the other. So what this is doing is that it is kind of standardizing that. So those I'd say are on the data set side. So now let's come to the metrics part of it. So what the metrics do, it kind of ensures kind of consistency in evaluating cloud cost and usage. And again, there are three or four critical areas of it. So first, I would like to talk about the cost metrics, which is the most important. It captures the financial data related to the cloud usage. So for example, it will tell you what's the total cost, what's the effective cost. That may take into account the actual cost after discounts and credits. And then the amortized cost, which is very critical, because these actually takes into account the reserved instances. Okay, so how do I spread out my reservations that I have done, and then it does not kind of bill you at the same time, but it kind of spreads it out over the year. Next metrics I would like to talk about is the usage metrics. So there you get your standard usage parameters, for example, the CPU hours, the storage per month, the network ingress egress, and in some cases, service specific usage. For example, Azure Function, how many times it has been used, the BigQuery queries, how they're being called, all of that. And then the third category would be the efficiency metrics. So this is like you are kind of look at the efficiency of the services or resources that you're using. So it can give you, for example, a cost per unit of work, or it can give you, if you're, resource usage wastage is happening, right? You are not using the resources like idle VMs and stuff like that. And then the metadata part of it. So what Focus defines is that it defines the metadata fields that provide context for the data sets and matrices. So for example, identifiers, right? So what is my unique identifier for, let's say, an account or a resource or an invoice? What are the tags, labels, that the custom attributes that are added by organizations for cost allocation? What are the time details? For example, what is a billing period? What is a snapshot time? What is a resource start and end time? And the geographic information. So this will be like a region or a zone or a data center. So these are, I would say, the three major areas. Now, outside of this, of course, Focus also provides guidelines around a few other things. For example, the data formats and APIs, right? It exposes a set of APIs. So what are those APIs that we are talking about? The validation tools and converters, what kind of converters are there? So there are tool sets that are coming out as part of an ecosystem of Focus as well, and third parties are creating it as well. And in the future, what it will evolve is that it will create some additional components, as I can see, because the direction it's going, and it will primarily focus on on-premises data sets. It will focus on hybrid cloud and, you know, those areas. So now, once the stakeholders understand these components that we just discussed, and I know it was quite a lot probably, but it is pretty, I would say, exhaustive the way the focus has come out so far. So once the stakeholders understand, they would be able to apply focus in real world use cases.
All right, you have clearly bucketed everything for the listeners, Gautam, I should say. Let it be the data sets or the metadata or the matrices. So also the FinOps Foundation is trying to make it very simple for each and every stakeholder. They have all these clear-cut descriptions for all the columns. Let it be the FinOps or Focus 1.0. All 43 columns, they have made this clear-cut description and where they have to use it, why they have to focus on this. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely going to be helpful for everyone who want to get into this focus. So
all right,
let's hold on this thought as we are closing this episode. So listeners, please wait for part two. We are coming soon. Thank you. Till then, enjoy your cloud journey and don't forget to hit the subscribe button so that you'll be notified of the recent episodes. And also write your challenges to info@theratofamblisglobal.com. Thank you.